Dear God in heaven, we come to you first of all, thanking you, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness, your mercies, and your grace. We thank you for saving, sanctifying, and filling with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. But most of all, God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and for the blood, because if it wasn't for the blood, Lord, I don't know what we would do or where we would be, but we come to you on this evening just to say thank you. We thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the restoration and even for the healing in the inner man, God. We thank you on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for forgiving us for all our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, and even the secret sins, God, that we have hidden in our hearts that we don't even know about, and yet we practice every day. I pray that you will forgive us and yet remove it from us, Father, because we don't want to do anything, God, that is not pleasing in your sight, Lord. We don't want to go to the right or to the left or backwards, but Lord, we want to go forward because it's the way to go. But we're coming to you on today confessing that we need your help, Lord. We need you to help us on today to be upright and holy, Lord. We need you to help us on today to be mentally stable, God. We need you to help us on today, God, to speak the right thing. We need you to help us on today, God, to go to right places. We need you to help us on today, God, to walk upright and holy. We need you to help us on today, God. We don't want to continue to keep falling into that same trap, Father God. We don't want to continue, Father God, to go around in these cycles of repetitive actions and even thoughts in our minds towards one another, God. But what we want to do, Father God, is be elevated in you, God. We want to be escalated in you, God. And we want you to evaluate us on today, God. Because without your evaluation, Father God, we may think our ways are right and they are not. So I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to face that thing that we fear, God. Help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to face that thing, Father God, that causes us to be convicted and even restricted in our mind on today, God. And we're asking you to give us a heart of acceptance. We're asking you to give us a heart of forgiveness. We're asking you to give us a heart of completeness. We're asking you to remove the hardness of the heart and the stiff neck, God. Remove that disobedience and rebellion on tonight, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, that we may be able to be at peace with one another, Father God, that we can love, edify, teach, grow, exhort one another, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to forget those things that are behind us and press towards the things that are before us, Father God. I'm asking you to help us on tonight, God. I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, Lord, that we may be able to accept your truth, speak your truth, and even be true to our own selves, God. I'm asking you to help us on tonight, Father God, and sever that spirit of lying, even if we do it in secret within our own heart, our own home, and our own mind, God. I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will do jeti kona mane keto kona ha. Do it on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we need you like we never needed you before, Father God. We don't want to fall by the wayside. We don't want to be sinking in sand. We don't want to be standing in miry clay, God, but we want to be standing on some sound and solid foundation. Breathe on us, Lord. Stir the gifts up inside of your people, Father. So your fivefold ministry would be fluent in this place, Lord, that your people would be healed, delivered, and set free. Sever that spirit of competition, Lord. Sever that spirit of degradation and segregation. Sever that spirit, Father God, of jealousy and even covetousness on today, Father, that we may rejoice with them that rejoice, God, and we may help them that need help, God, and we may love one another, Father God, the way that you designed us to do and not the way that we want to do, Father God. I'm asking you to put coals of fire on our tongue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it will burn up any and everything that's not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the only thing that we will speak will be the oracles of you, Father God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will sever any and every thought, any and everything that is not like you, God, any and every spirit that try to attach yourself or reattach yourself to us, God, to cause us to be in that dark, lonely, and depressed state. Lord, I'm asking you to pull us up out of them diokoshani. Oh God, that we could stand before your faultless, without a blemish, a spot, or a wrinkle. Perfect. sé que te es algo, Lord, that creyó that concerns us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be alcanzando en lo cosía. Oh God, help us to become servants to one another. Help us to do any and everything that we do it unto you, God, whether it's in the world or even whether it's in ministry. Help us to do it unto you, Father God, for your glory, for your real concern in la cosía. Oh God, let your glory train be in this place, Father God. And keep your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Drench us in your blood, wash us clean, make us over, Father God. Give us a fresh dip, a fresh anointing, Father God. Fill your people with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of becoming. Build your people up, Father God, and in any and every area that they are weak, Father God, let them know that you are a strength in the midst of their weakness. Let them flap their wings, Father God, and mount up as eagles. Oh God, hiya mama nene loco sia, soadi loco shana na ha, kalaboni loco shana na ha. Do it, God, because I know one of you can. And I know you're the Dalioko Sunday that I can see. Some of that spirit of pride and haughtiness and daintiness on today, Father God, that we would not allow pride to stop us from confessing a thing, or apologizing, or taking accountability, Lord, or even just releasing some things. Let not pride cause us, Father God, to fall no deeper in that ditch of darkness. Help us on today, God. That your word would be able to take life in our lives on today, God. And your will would be done. Consider any and every prayer that's on that altar, God. Consider any and every prayer, Father God, that's even in any of your son now. And we don't even speak it out, God. I'm asking you to heal, deliver, set your people free on today. Break the chains, the bands, the bondages on today, Father God. Loose the links on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That your people will walk in totality and not partiality. Oh, God. I'm asking you to do it on tonight, Father God. Dispatch your angels on our behalf, Father God. You know each and every one of us by name. You number the very hairs on our head. You know what we need, what we don't need, when we need it, and when we don't need it. Koshana. I'm asking you to help us and give us a heart to accept every blessing. Teach us how to receive every blessing. Prepare us how to deal with everything that you have already designed, Lord. Let us not be boastful, God. But meek and lowly in your will, in your way, in your purpose, God. I'm asking you to do it, Lord, because I know that only you can. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, because I know that you delight in doing it, Jesus. I'm asking you to do it, Father God, because we want you to do it. Please, the Lord, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
But I still believe.
We just come, Lord, asking you,
turning around.
Why you need it for the Lord, Jesus? We just ask you, Lord, Jesus, whatever your holy word, Lord Jesus, feel that we need, Lord, just let it be done, Lord Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for your word. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for your grace, your mercy, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to help us, Lord, and help our unbelief, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, rise above ourselves, Lord Jesus, and see only you, Lord. We just give you honor, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the glory, Lord. You just so rich in the deserve, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Lord Jesus, to take us, Lord, to another room, Lord Jesus, to pass our understanding, Lord Jesus, that we would not be caught up, Lord, in this worldly things, Lord Jesus, that we'll stay focused on you, Jesus, And we'll keep you, Lord Jesus, in our heart and in our mind to keep us focused, Lord, on your purpose and your will for us, Lord Jesus. We just ask you right now, Lord Jesus, for your help. Just keep us, Lord, fast, stead in your word, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to write your word, Lord, on the tablets of our heart, Lord Jesus, and open up our understanding, Lord Jesus, that we will understand your word, Lord, and your will, Lord Jesus. That your ways, Lord, are not our ways, and your will, Lord, is not our will for you. But we ask you, Lord, to let your will be done, Lord, not ours, Lord. Nevertheless, Lord, we know, Lord, that our will will not compare to your will, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to do what you feel is best for us in our life, Lord Jesus. To uphold us, Lord, in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Because you are worthy, Lord, of all these praises, Lord Jesus. Because you said, Lord Jesus, that there's no problem, Lord, that you can't solve, Lord Jesus. Even though you take us through the valley low, Lord, you'll bring us out on the mountain high, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you for that right now, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You say, give thanks, Lord, in all things. Give thanks unto you, Jesus. And we give thanks unto you, Lord, for the good times, the bad times. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Even when we feel like we can't make it, Lord, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, let us, Lord, be able to encourage somebody else, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In your word, Lord Jesus. No matter what our circumstances are, Lord Jesus, let us be able, Lord, to encourage somebody else, Lord Jesus, and let them see our light shine, Lord Jesus. Because we know, Lord Jesus, that you are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are our Alpha and our Omega, our beginning, Lord, and our end, Lord Jesus. That you knew us, Lord, before we was even born in the belly, Lord Jesus. You knew our destiny before we knew our destiny, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to honor our footsteps, Lord Jesus, in your will and in your way, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We 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 just thank you, Lord. If you don't do anything else for us, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Because you have done more than enough, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for where we are in you right now, Lord Jesus. And where you're going to take us to, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for encouraging us and keeping us, Lord, in a will to keep running for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, just as your word said, Lord Jesus, David encouraged himself to keep moving on in the Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to give us the strength and the understanding, Lord, of how to encourage our own self and moving on with the Lord and knowing what your will is for us in our life, Lord Jesus. Because you said all things work together for the good, not for the bad, but for the good, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Lord, just to help us, Lord Jesus, in all the bad situations. See the good, Lord Jesus. Because you said we'll see the good, because you said it will work out for our good, not for our bad. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for every testimony that you have given us, Lord Jesus, of keeping us, Lord Jesus, and keeping us in our right mind, keeping our body healed, Lord Jesus, just keeping us, period, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, because if you were not on our side, Lord, where would we be? Lord, where would I be, Jesus, if you was not on my side? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's not done with what he started. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's not done until it's good. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. In our heart, Lord, and keep our heart and our thoughts pure, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us. He's not done with what he started. Because you know what is best for your people, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord Jesus. We even thank you, Lord, because you say, Lord, you have the power to give us wealth, Lord Jesus. You own the earth in the fullness thereof, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because your word is yes and amen, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your holy name. You're holy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
you are worthy today.
You are worthy, Jesus. Of all my praise and all my glory and all my glory, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
for all that you have done for us.
blessed, Lord Jesus. And all that you're going to do for us, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
And many remember this story, thank you. By God causing the winds to blow,
thank you, Jesus.
And part the Red Sea so that they can walk.
Thank you, Lord.
New horizon and say hello to this thank new you. Season in their life. But I thank saw something you. In the text I want to share and make a thank prophetic you, announcement to you in here tonight. Thank and that Jesus. Is before God thank gave you. Them their hello, He gave them a goodbye.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
As they stood on the edge of the Red Sea, Moses told the Israelites, stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the enemy you see today, you will see no more. And I came to tell somebody tonight, this is not just your season of hello, it's your season of goodbye. So
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Goodbye, fear.
Thank you.
It's a new horizon.
Thank you.
So goodbye, fear. Can you take 30 seconds and begin to give an exit to depression, to sickness, to whatever's been bothering you? Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Somebody say goodbye.